every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, in the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BassRadio20. That's BassRadio20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BassRadio20 on everything at Rapala.com. The Elites are in La Crosse, Wisconsin for the final Elite of the season with a ton on the line. The Classic, AOI, ROI, requalification, plus a blue trophy and $100,000. So while that's happening, we'll focus on the St. Croix Bassmaster Opens and the upcoming Nitro Boats Bassmaster Elite Qualifier Series presented by Bass Pro Shops. Laker Howell is in the Rapala Winner's Circle after his win at Leech Lake last week. Plus, Trey Swindle will join us. He's in the EQs as well. And Tournament Director Hank Weldon joins us to give us all the details on the fall series. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 Fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If
you overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fighter, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, kicking things off with Trey Swindle. And Trey's had an excellent season in Division 2, I believe it was, of the St. Croix Bassmaster Elites. He has qualified for the EQ Series, finished 23rd, so very comfortably in there. Had his best tournament at the Upper Chesapeake Bay, where he finished 11th, and joins us now in a VMC hook. Trey, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. And, boy, let's talk about this very steady season, you know, 140, 150 guys, you know, fishing in Division I, trying to make it to the EQs where everything gets zeroed out. And you were, you know, 68, 48, 11, 49. So very steady season to finish 23rd in the points.
Yeah, like I said, I enjoyed it this year. It wasn't a great year for me. I felt like I left a lot out there on the table, but it was a very, very consistent year. And for me, you know, I've been fishing the Open for several years now, and that's a big deal for me. I had a lot not go my way this year, starting at Clarksville with some boat issues and things like that. I didn't get to practice at all and still escaped there with a decent finish and stubbed my toe a little bit here and there and just didn't have things go my way, and to still my worst finish be that 60-something at Clarks Hill where I had some boat issues was a pretty good season with all things considered. So I'm perfectly happy with it.
Trey's title sponsor, by the way, is our friend Brian Hammaker, North Alabama Mortgage, also a sponsor of Bassmaster Radio. And now, did you have to, like, put in, you did tell Hammaker, you know, look, I got to go, you know, for these three tournaments. You have to put in, like, for some extra time off to make sure that you can go up there and fish. He's not giving you a hard time, right?
No, he ain't giving me a hard time. I'm actually headed there right now. I got you in my AirPods, and I'm driving to work. So when we get done, I'm trying to earn me some Bremen points and go into work a couple of days so I can take off again and head back north.
Now, this is kind of a weird scenario because you fished at the St. Lawrence, finished 49th there, secured your spot in the EQs, but then you got to go back for Champlain to kick things off in the first EQ event. And so what'd you do? You just left the boat up there, just left the rig up there and came home, and now you're without a boat for like a month.
Yeah, so it was kind of hard because I hate putting that many miles on my truck when I don't have to. And I was looking at what my best friend, Zach Gutremont, guides up there on the St. Lawrence River. He lives right there in Chemeau Bay. So He stays with me a bunch during the wintertime when we're down here. And I was up there with him, and I was just like, man, is there any possibility you would care if I just left my boat and truck here? I asked his parents, I'm like, can I just park it in y'all's yard or wherever? And they were like, yeah, absolutely. So instead of driving 20-something hours home and then less than 3 weeks driving 20 hours back, I just park my boat up there and come home, and I'm just going to fly back. I got a plane ticket on September 10th heading back up there, and that'll shorten my drive from 20 hours to 3.
Yeah.
So when I get there, I'll just hop in and go straight to Champlain.
Yeah, and so the closest thing to fishing you're doing is watching these guys at the Mississippi River this week that are fishing in the final elite of the season. And, man, it's got to be killing you watching those guys are frogging, and you got to be thinking, oh, man, I'd like to be throwing a frog on a mat right now at Gunnersville. Oh. And, boy, I tell you what, it's pretty fun stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I drove by Gunnersville the other day going up the river and was looking at all the grass, and I was like, oh, I know what I'm doing this weekend. I'm going to go fishing, and I keep forgetting that I don't have a boat. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I ain't got a boat. I can't even go.
You go work the bank. You can go over there to North Saudi Creek and stand on the bridge and fish with the other guys. You know, climb underneath there and throw a little something on, you know, around it. That might
get them
going, yeah. You know,
that's exactly right.
Talk about Gunnersville in terms of, you know, those of us that live in that part of the country in that region kind of think of it usually as, you know, mid to late September, then October, you know, the matted eelgrass and the matted grass, you know, there as far as frogging. But, you know, it's on now, isn't it? I mean, you can go to any of those places that are, you know, all matted up and throw a frog right now, can't you?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Gunnersville, that's, like I said, that's one of the main things I love about Gunnersville is how versatile it is. And fish live in the grass there year-round. And I'm telling you, man, if there is a mat on that lake this time of the year, you can go throw a frog at it. Just as soon as it gets topped out, you know, it takes a little bit to get that good canopy everybody's looking for, but they still live in it, and you can still catch them. It doesn't have to be as late as people think it is. Sometimes it might be even better this time of the year because everybody ain't doing it yet.
My best fish of the year came on a frog right there behind Goose Pond, you know, by the marina, by the golf course. Actually, it was by that little par three, you know, where they hit over that little cut there. And I was throwing a frog right up against that wall in May and had a nice 6.5-7 pounder hit it right up there against that wall. So, I mean, it's, you can frog any time of year over there at Gunnersville.
Yeah, you can. 100% you can.
What kind of experience do you have on these three lakes in the EQ, starting with Champlain? Of course, Wheeler is right in the backyard for you, so I know you fish there quite a bit, and then Okeechobee. But how do you like the way those three tournaments set up for the EQs?
Well, I really don't mind them. You know, if it was up to me, I'd love to have it at Gunnersville. That'd be perfect. but no, like I said, I've never been to Champlain. I was gonna try to go over there and pre-practice before I come back home, and I just never made it over there. I had some my boat was tore to pieces from making that run at St. Lawrence River, and I ain't gonna lie, I'm only 25 years old, but I have been down and out with my back after that boat ride for 2 days.
Yeah.
So I've been a little bit in shambles myself, so I never made it over there, but I think I'll be okay. I mean, I've done a lot of research on that place, and it seems to suit me just fine. And then, you know, of course, we go to Wheeler. I haven't spent a whole lot of time over there, but I have over the years. It's not a place that I go every week or nothing like that, but I do feel comfortable there. And then Okeechobee, I've always liked. I've not been there a whole lot, but it seems like over the short career that I've had, the best I do is normally at places I've never been. Like, for whatever reason, Chesapeake Bay, I always seem to do well there. And I had never been there, never fished a tidal water. So maybe it's good. I don't know them that well.
You know, it's kind of interesting, too, that you guys are under the same no information gag order that the elites are, based on what the elite schedule is next year. Now that the elite schedule is out, on the chance that you are going to make it to the elites, you can't talk about Gunnersville. Here it is. You know, you got to be careful with, you know, talking in the tackle shop, wherever you're hanging out and things like that. And then, of course, all the other bodies of water as well on that elite schedule, you got to be kind of very careful with that.
Absolutely, and it's so hard, man. It is extremely difficult because it's you know, we all just love bass fishing. It's not that anybody's trying to get information or anything like that. But when I call a buddy of mine and he's like, "Oh, dude, you'll never guess. I caught a 7-pounder today on a 10XD. And I'm just like, "Hey, dude, you can't tell me that." But like, it's, you know, it's just like hard because, you know, people at the gas station or the tackle store, dude, we all just love bass fishing, man. They just are excited and want to tell me what they caught, and they'll just blurt it out. And I'm I lose sleep at night because I'm like, I can't get any information, but like, I can't hear that. So like, most of the time I just try to stay out of the tackle shop. I just, if I need anything, I just order it off of Baitworks, get it sent to my house. That way I don't even have to be around it. But all my buddies at home, you know, we all love to fish, and I've just almost had to just be like, "Hey man, we can't hardly talk for a little while."
Yeah. Yeah. That is something. And again, you know, you guys, there'll be 92, 93 qualified to fish, in the EQs out of the opens. And then whoever jumps in, you know, out of the elites. Have you heard anything from Uncle Gerald? Have you? As he said, he's going to fish those three EQs at all, or try and get in a classic that way. What's he saying?
I have not heard from him. He's been busy. You know, he's been fishing a lot this year. He's been fishing more this year than he has the past couple of years. So right. He's been busy, and I hadn't heard from him. When it all come out at first, he had originally said that he was going to do his best to try to at least fish one or two of them.
Yeah.
If he could. So hopefully he does. It'd be cool to have him to kind of travel with and do that. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Always a pleasure to talk to Trey Swindle. Trey, we wish you the best of luck. I will be seeing you up there at Champlain.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, man. Thank you. That's Trey Swindle, and a good kid, and young, you know, as he said, 25 years old. I wonder how old Uncle Gerald feels about him and using the forward-facing sonar, because, you know, Trey, he's one of them 25-year-old guys. I guess, you know, that's all he does, although we know that's not true. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back up next. Hank Weldon will join us. He is the tournament director for the Opens, and he'll be on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as promised in the open, now a chance to talk to the tournament director of the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series, which now has wrapped up the eight tournament regular season. I think that would be a good term to use for it, as now we head for the EQs that will start next month. And it's just been a very interesting season, that is for sure. He is the one and only Hank Weldon, and he joins us now on the VMC hook. Hank, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
Oh, we're good, Tom. Like you said, yeah, we're through with the regular season, and we'll set our sights on the postseason of bass fishing. So excited to get that rolling. Happy to be done with the, what seems like a very long open season this year.
Yeah, it does, absolutely. And before we go any further, we also, for full disclosure, we need to say, Hank has a very important announcement to make regarding the Open EQs. I mean, I know that a lot of people are waiting bated breath. We're probably breaking some news here. It'll be on all of the major fishing websites and everything else. But, to our 350,000 listeners that we have each and every week to Bassmaster Radio, Hank, why don't you go ahead and break this major, major news that we have for the upcoming EQ season?
When we went there, we're like, okay, we want to make it like the elites as close as we can, and that means we need the tournament director being the waymaster and not the waymaster and the MC. Mm. So we said, okay, let's go out and get us an MC for these things. And who better to do that than yours truly, Mr. Tom Abraham? We're glad to have you, sir. You're going to be the MC of the EQs. It's going to be a fun ride. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. No big secret to a lot of people that have heard that before, but it's great now for it to be official. And apparently, from what I understand, Mercer said, screw you guys, I'm staying in Canada. I'm not coming back. So you had to go to the B team. But I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And, it's going to be good TV coverage of the EQs, right? I think the first two, which are at Champlain and at Wheeler, are going to be on TV on Saturday, and then at Okeechobee, when it all comes down, all 3 days we covered as well with Bassmaster Live. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, and most of your major circuits are done. We know we're finished, so there's going to be a lot of eyes on this, and as we reset the dial, and mm-hmm. everybody now is back to 0 points, and we will start fresh at Champlain. So it's gonna be exciting to watch it all unfold and how these guys approach it and who those 10 anglers are at the end.
Crash course on this whole thing. We had two divisions of opens, about 130, 140, 150 guys, fishing those deals. And the top 50 from each division qualified for the EQ. So ostensibly it would be as many as 100 guys that would be qualified. Of course, then they've got to make the decision to go ahead and enter those three tournaments. But also, the elites are all automatically qualified. So any elite that wants to fish it, whether they want to fish it to try and requalify if they're below the cut line, or to make a classic if they haven't made the classic yet, or to fish for really good money in the fall and want to keep their tournament season going, they can jump on board as well there. And the system worked pretty well. My understanding is, from looking at the list, it looks like only about six guys double qualified. So it seems like, pretty much, 50 from one, 50 from the other, and just a few guys double qualifying. And so there's like 94 guys that are eligible now to go ahead and move on to the EQs just out of the opens.
Yeah, kind of crazy it worked out that way. We were curious to see how many it was. And I think it could have been as high as like 35, somewhere around there. But you're right. I mean, 94 anglers of the possible 100. That's where we landed after we had the top 50 from each completed, and then we'll backfill that with the elite. So 120-ish, somewhere around there, depending on how many elites come, which we've been told consistently buy some that are guessing, you know, 20 to 30. You know, it's attractive to any elite angler outside of the classic cut, because if you win one and you're entered in all three, you punch your ticket to the classic. And you know, certainly for those who are not going to requalify for the elite series, you know, I think we'll see probably almost all of those, unless you have an angler retiring, something like that. Mm-hmm. But man, you want to talk about a stud star field, a star studded field. When you got the best from each division and then elite anglers too, this is going to be some intense competition for sure.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's no doubt about it, but we can also look at it and say, yeah, it's a star-studded field. You get these guys that fished very well in the two divisions, but man, drop below 50 and look at some of the names that didn't make it. I mean, you know, there are some guys that are heavy hitters with the Elite Series that have history in other formats as well, that are trying to get back into the Elites and so on. Some pretty big names that missed the cut. I think it goes to just how good the field is that are fishing the St. Croix Bassmaster Opens.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to do. I mean, we had a crazy division too, you know, some weather at yeah. every single stop we went to, but you know, again, you're right. I mean, it shows you have to bring your A game every single day. I've heard one guy say it's not every single day, it's every single hour you have to bring your A game for these opens in order to perform and even just get inside that top 50.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was really cool to see. I mean, there's this nomenclature that is out there that, you know, anybody under the age of 25, they don't know how to fish unless they're looking at the forward facing sonar. And what did we see? We saw Laker Howell go find 3 feet of water in a rice field and throw a frog for 2 days, yep. you know, at Leech Lake and win a tournament. So, I mean, I just think that I think all of that is so overblown. And, you know, we see a lot of diversity in these bodies of water and in the way these guys fish them.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, this is what people, they see an age like Laker Howell in his 20s, and they think he's only been competitively bass fishing for 5 years. But what people don't realize is he's been around. We started the junior platform in 2014. That's what, 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. So you add that to there, you know, we've talked about it. The junior and the high school, the college take you all over the country to many different fisheries. Anglers are competing on a national level more than they ever have before at a younger age. And they're just getting that much further advanced, yeah. you know, quicker, faster. And that's as much as anything. But yeah, man, throwing a frog in the rice fields, the only thing you don't like is he was outside of the top 10.
Yeah, but didn't have a camera.
We didn't have a camera on him, right? But, you know, that's just kind of the way those weather-shortened days work out for us. But kudos to him, man. I was happy for him. And I'm going to tell you, Walker showed out. They were awesome. We huge crowds, you know, and it was just it was a fantastic way to wrap up the Opens.
Trey Schrader also won at the Tombigbee River, kicking up mud with his trolling motor, right? I mean, you know, so that was another young guy that got it done in shallow water.
Yeah, swimming a jig. He caught a 4-pounder right in front of the stage to steal that deal and edge out Stephen Browning. That was a crazy one. But Trey Schroeder out of Missouri, he was swimming a jig, old school style for sure.
So now it's off to Champlain next month, you know, in September, and as we said, one in each month, September, and then a couple of weeks later in October at Wheeler, and then wrapping it up at Okeechobee mid-November. I mean, this is really kind of three tremendous venues in you know, going from the north to the mid-south to the deep south and being able to cover, you know, all different types of fisheries.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Champlain, right? We've been there a lot of times in August, sometimes in September if it was an older open when we had the Northerns in there, but I don't think, I could be wrong here, I don't think we've been this late in September to Champlain in a while. So it's going to be curious to see where the weather is, right? If we've got a little bit of a front coming through, but if those fish are really starting to feed up for the fall, I mean, obviously people think it's probably going to be a live transducer event, but at the same time, I bet you there's largemouth in there that will play. And they're gonna want to start eating in that fall bite. So that one will be interesting. Wheeler depends on when summer decides to leave the south, right?
Right.
Do we have a prolonged summer, and they're in the grass mats frogging or out on the flats kind of thing, or are they starting a fall bite? You know, smallmouth, people will be surprised, but you can see some smallmouth. You know, you're from up
there. Oh, yeah. Go down by the dam. Yeah. There's some great smallmouth fishing. Yeah.
And no doubt. Okeechobee, I'm told November's the best time to fish Okeechobee, so I hope we show that at the end of this.
Could be some spawning going on there at Okeechobee. Yep. What I'm excited about Champlain, to be quite honest with you, is it'll be full foliage by that time, as we used to call it back in the day up north. It's going to be beautiful. I mean, there's going to be some great shots, and it's going to be neat to be up there in Plattsburgh for that and taking in all of this stuff. It's been a really exciting way that it's gone. You can only control the control. You can't control what happened with the weather. In our last minute, when do we start seeing a schedule for the 2026 Opens season? We have obviously the elite schedule. When will the Open schedule come out?
We're close. So it should be between when our viewers and listeners hear this and before the EQ starts.
Oh, okay.
That's a kind of a wide range, but, you know, within the next 4 weeks or so, we should be ready to rock and roll with that and get it out. We're excited, you know, four events in each division, wrapping up with three EQs, the postseason. Again, it'll be the same format moving into next year.
Good stuff. Hank Weldon has been our guest. Hank, we appreciate you so much. And if I don't see you before, I will certainly see you in Plattsburgh coming up in September.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be awesome. Yep, I'll see you in Plattsburgh and Lake Champlain. Absolutely. Thanks, Tom.
All right, man. Thank you. There you go. There's Hank Weldon, and I'm so excited to be a part of that and be a part of the EQs, and that they asked me to add that to my responsibilities and be able to go and hang out with Hank at those events. And we'll have a lot of fun. Believe me, if you're coming out to the events live or if you're going to be watching them on TV, you know that the weigh-ins are going to be a gas. We're going to have a good time with that for sure. All right, we're going to get a break in here. When we come back, Laker Howell is the latest one to punch his ticket to the Classic through the St. Croix Bassmaster Opens, and he's coming up next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to vfoutdoors.com to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walter, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now time for the Rapala Winner's Circle. And, we had this kid on about, a couple of months ago, because he did something at Kentucky Lake that was nuts. He ran from one end of the lake basically to the other to go fish the dam, and it was kind of a cool story as to what he had done there, and he was looking for smallmouth in the tail race type waters. And so now, they go to Leech Lake with the opens, the final open of the season, St. Croix Bassmaster Open of the season, and everybody's fishing offshore for smallmouth. And what does Laker Howell do? He goes and finds a rice field in 3 feet of water and throws a frog and wins the tournament and joins us now on the VMC Hook. Laker, welcome back, man. How are you?
Man, it is great to be back on the show, dude. Thank you for having me. That whole plan sounds crazy when you say it out loud, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, it goes to your diversity and your ability to do different things. I mean, that's the cool part of it, is that you could do something like that, run to a tail race. I know you love to fish that fast current, but then you can turn around and go fish a rice field. And, so that's kind of an important thing when it comes to not only fishing the open series, but for what you're hoping to do eventually get to the elites.
Man, I know that's cool to even think about fishing the elites, man, because they go to all those. I mean, like I've said a couple times today, I've been on a couple different shows, but I mean, it's crazy to think about, the diversity that they always go to in the elites, and the schedule for 2026 is nothing short of that. I mean, you don't have a clue how bad I want to be on the 2026 Elite Series for the schedule, especially starting at Gunnersville and then ending with smallmouth and all the tournaments in between. I mean, it's one of the most diverse schedules I've seen. So, I mean, that would definitely be a test to my diversity if we could get that done and get on there.
Well, let's talk about Leech Lake. Had you ever seen it before, and what made you make the decision to buck the trend of everybody else and head for the bank?
Well, I'll tell you. So last year I fished it and I did nothing but frog, because I mean I like smallmouth fishing, don't get me wrong, but that place in general is one of the weirdest. It's a smallmouth dominant place, because obviously it was one on that last year. But those smallmouth there are nothing short of just strange. They're really, really picky. They really don't bite as easily as other smallmouth. Like you go to St. Lawrence, Champlain, and then those places, the smallmouth, you're going to catch a bunch of fish. That place, if you get 7 smallmouth bites a day, you're lucky. So I went into it last year, the same mentality as this year. I just want to go throw a frog and have fun, because that is probably one of the most fun frog lakes I've ever been to. So, I finished 22nd last year there throwing a frog, made a good check. And this event, I'll make this story quick. My dad actually tried to talk me out of going up there for this event, because, dude, I was so broke before this tournament happened that if I hadn't have already paid my entry fee up front, I probably wouldn't have gone to this event, because I couldn't. It's such a long drive. It's 20 hours straight to get up there from Gunnersville. And then you got the hotel, food, all that kind of stuff, all that adding together. I mean, it's just, I didn't have any money for it. So I put it on the credit card on expenses and just went up there, and man, it turned out great. So I went up there really just to make a check, and I knew I could make a check throwing a frog, because I did so good there last year doing it. And then the fish just, they got bigger in the area, so it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So did you pay off the credit card yet? I mean, with the cake? Yeah. I don't know if you got. I know you got the big check. You got the happy Happy Gilmore check, but I don't know if you got the little check yet deposited into your account, and so you could pay off that credit card bill.
Yeah, I took that to the bank yesterday, and the teller looked at me like I was a drug dealer. So it was a great feeling to see that amount go into the bank account. But now, you know, I've paid off the credit card bill. I can breathe a little bit. And, you know, me and the wife are already talking about how to responsibly spend that, because, you know, old me would be like, oh my gosh, I can buy all the tackle I want, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you have, you know, you got three EQ events coming up here in the fall, and we'll get to that in a moment, but you know, that's about $10,000 worth of entry fees there. But the exciting thing is, if you do make it to the elites, it's only another 10 grand, you know, in entry fees for nine elites. I mean, how cool would that be?
My goodness, man, that entry fee deal over there, it being that low, is just awesome. I can't even imagine just getting to spend 10 grand a year to fish for a living. That's incredible. Yeah. So, you know, if we can get that done, I mean, 10,000 is a small price to pay for a career in that tour and getting to have a chance at the Classic for the foreseeable future of my career. I'm in the Classic now, you know, that's still setting in. But yeah, just the idea of getting to fish those, especially with my dad and everything, and watching him for the last every year of my life walk across the stage up there. I mean, it's just, it would be a literal, I know everybody says it'd be a dream come true, but I've been the kid in the stands for, you know, as long as I can remember.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Laker Howell with us here coming off his win at Leech Lake. And, you know, it's funny you say that. I was so broke and so on. And people are listening to this and saying, what are you talking about? You're Randy Howell's son. I mean, but you know what? You may be able to walk into the garage and snag some stuff off the pegs. I mean, I get that. But you're your own man. It's not like the old man's paying your entry fees. You know what I mean? It's like it's your career and you're going to make it happen on your own. So I think that there's a misnomer there that, you know, automatically, you know, everything he's got, you got when it comes to a fishing career.
Yeah, it's not true at all. Actually, I love the way, and if I'm blessed enough to have a son one day and, you know, he ends up wanting to do this crazy game and go play this, I mean, I'm going to do the same thing my dad did for me. They helped me get a boat, right? I had an 07 boat, you know, when I started out in the first beginning of it. So that was the main expense. But then other than that, they paid for my very first entry fee into a Toyota Series event when I was 18 years old, and they said, all right, we're going to cover this one, but after that, if you want to do this for a living, you've got to figure out how to make it where you get sponsors or you're making enough money fishing that you can pay for the next entry fee. So that's what I did. I went and fished that one, and here we are now. So I mean, it's you know, every year I fish more and more tournaments. Last year I fished 18 events across the country. This year I'll be with the EQs, I'll be in 21 total events across the country. So there's no shortage of tournaments to get into if you want to, you know, live broke and see if you can roll the dice and win one.
Well, you know, and it was clear to me that you are broke because I saw this this old snag-proof frog that you were throwing, and obviously you can't buy a frog because they haven't even made that thing in years. I mean, I got one, two or three of those in my box. I don't know that they've seen the light of day anytime recently, but that's a pretty cool deal there. I mean, I don't know if you had new hooks in there or if you just keep sharpening them or what, but that is that's an old-school frog. We could see it on Bassmaster.com. in the top lures section.
Yeah, so that whole deal, like, that's weird, man. I will say, so that one there is an old Gunnersville trick, primarily. That's why I was throwing it, because there's a lot of tricks to frog fishing, just as everything else is, and you know, I don't want to give away too much. Mm-hmm. But that one there actually costed more than most of the stuff in my boat. I found that frog on eBay for $40 because they're discontinued. So, but back to being broke. I mean, dude, like, you know what's crazy is that's my very first win, and I've got a YouTube channel and everything else. And I broke my GoPro about three tournaments ago.
Yeah.
So my YouTube editor has been going nuts for me getting a new camera. I'm like, dude, I can't afford one. I actually borrowed a camera at the St. Lawrence River to fish that event. And then I gave it back to the guy. And then I get there to this one. I had nothing. So I don't have any footage of anything. I don't even get to watch myself relive the moments of catching them biggins anymore. So
yeah.
I just got to remember it. But, that whole frog deal, man, it was golly. I had all my weight by 9:30, right, on day two. And after that, I thought I needed another big bite. So I just went around. There was no pressure in my mind. I didn't think I had a chance to win. And I'm just going around fishing. I, I caught them so good that second day, dude. Every time I'd get blown up, I'd scream like a little girl. I got another one.
Well, we all know that nobody under the age of 25 can catch a bass without forward-facing sonar. So, you know, and you're here, you are out there frogging away like crazy. Did you even turn the thing on? You know, during the 2 days of the tournament, did you even? Was it just a paperweight on the front of your boat, or what?
It was just a paperweight. I should have took the screen off my boat because I about hit it one time with my frog. It scared me because I can't buy another one of those screens. I was too broke. So, yeah, that whole deal, man. Everybody, I've seen a few comments on, you know, social media, like talking about the cheater box and stuff and all that. And boy, I'd like to see them go up in that rice and see anything besides clutter with that thing.
And the thing is too. I mean, when you say rice fields, because I'm sitting there thinking, well, rice field, they don't really mean like rice field, but these are actual rice fields, right? I mean, that where you were fishing? I mean, it's like rice, like minute rice.
Yeah, so I don't really, that whole concept is still weird to me as well. I just know I couldn't get my boat up in the harvestable stuff the whole time. Right. So I was just being real careful of that and doing and following that. But people in the South, or if you've never seen a rice field, very few people have actually fished stuff like that unless you live in that state. So to explain it, everyone kind of knows what coosa grass is, right? Stalky stuff on the bank. So if you take that and you combine it with like the thickness of hyacinth, right, to where you just like vines, basically. Mm-hmm. You put that together, make a child with that, and that's basically what you got. I mean, that stuff is unforgiving. So, I mean, the whole time I was frogging and doing all that kind of stuff, if their head got down in that stuff, man, it was like guaranteed they're coming off unless they're hooked good. I mean, it's terrifying to hook a big one in that stuff. But you get their head up quick enough, they're coming to you. So, boy, it was cool to see some of them bites, man. I wish I had a camera to relive it.
Laker Howell with us. He'll be heading for Champlain, and as was announced earlier with Hank Weldon, I will be the MC for the events now for the EQs this fall, so I'm excited about seeing Laker and all the guys up there for that one at Champlain and 21 tournaments this year. So if you make the elites next year, Do you still fish 21 tournaments, or do you fish the elites and the classic? Do you cherry pick some opens? What would be your mindset if you had made it to the elites?
Well, you know, obviously I wouldn't, you know, slow down 100% on that, but you get in the elites, that's the career path right there.
Right.
So, you know, up until this point, I've been fishing as many events as I can to kind of build a portfolio, you know, learn as much as I can across the country while I'm not in a professional tour. And, you know, just kind of basically cut my teeth. So now if I were to make those this year, which would be an absolute dream come true, you know, I'm already in the classic. So that's one task already made right there. And which is unbelievable. I can't even believe I'm in that. It's just saying that out loud every time. It's crazy. But, if I were to make those, I would mostly focus on nothing but the elites. And then I'd probably cherry pick some opens here or there. And shoot, I don't know. There's some championships out there that pay a lot of money that, you know, I'd be dumb not to try to fish to get into. So, you know, you never know, but my tournament amount would go way down. It'd probably be at the 14 to 15 event mark per year. So,
yeah. Laker Howell with us here. His younger brother, by the way, Oakley, is, I think, a sophomore now at Alabama, Roll Tide. And maybe, you know, by the time he gets out, he can be your business manager or something like that, right? I mean, that kid's pretty bright. So he'll take care of your action and the old man's action. Laker has been our guest. Laker, I appreciate you so much, man. Congratulations. And I will see you in a few weeks up at Champlain.
Man, I can't wait. I hope I have a big bag of smallmouth for you.
There you go. All right. That'll work. You can get largemouth there, too. So that'll be good as well. All right, man. Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. See
you. Laker Howell. I've known this guy. I fished in a tournament against this kid when he was like 12 years old, 13 years old, something like that. And he was fishing with the old man, and we knew he was going to be a stud then. Good kid. He's got that star quality, too. All right. We'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio in the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $59 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/BASS to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $12 on that $59 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia Pro membership today for just $47. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one LiveScope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you. Next week's show is going to feature something truly historic in the 50-plus year history of tournament fishing on the Bassmaster Tournament Trail. We will either have the youngest ever angler to win the Angler of the Year in 20-year-old Trey McKinney, or will have the fourth ever back-to-back AOI as Chris Johnston tries to join Roland Martin, Kevin Van Dam, and Guido Hibden on that list. And no disrespect to those guys, but this field right now is deeper than it's ever been. I think the days of a guy winning three or four in a row like Roland and KVD did are long gone. Now, I will say this. How close was Trey McKinney to winning it last year in his rookie year? Remember, he finished second with a major midseason snafu that relegated him to the bottom of the standings. And this year, he began the season with an 87th at the St. John's. So, yeah, the kid is legit. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.